All right, welcome in KNED listeners. Chase McNutt joining you on this Thursday morning, a special edition on this Thursday morning. We've got another interview. Joining me is Barry Matthews, or otherwise known as Bear the Voice 3 on TikTok. How are you doing today this morning, Barry?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Absolutely fantastic.
It's a beautiful morning. We escaped rain today, I think.
I hope too.
We escaped some rain for the most part yesterday as well, but it's been a rainy season so far the last month or so.
It's been just unbelievably wet. It's stupid how much rain we've gotten.
And we got more coming this weekend, too.
I know. I was looking through the weather, and it's supposed to rain all the way. I think we're going to have one clear day for the next 10 days.
That's not what I want to hear.
You know?
I like to be outside. I'm a big golf guy, too. So I don't know about you.
I tried playing golf one time, and I bent that driver so bad that it wasn't, thank goodness it wasn't my golf clubs. I was golfing with a friend, and I kept missing the ball because I didn't want to hit the ground.
Yeah.
And so then I dug a little deeper, and I mean, I absolutely destroyed that driver, and it's like, no, I'm done, man. I'll stick with baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And a pool stick.
I'm the same. I like to go play golf. I don't do it very well. It's more of just a pastime, I guess, you know.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out in the sunshine. Yeah.
Well, Barry, let's talk about you a little bit. So you are I know that the term kind of for a lot of the people and with what you do is kind of TikTok influencer. I don't know if you like that title. I'll kind of let you divulge a little bit more
on
that.
Well, I don't know. I get called an influencer a lot, but I feel more like a creator, and so you know it's a lot of fun for me. It really is, but I prefer TikTok creator because I try not to influence anybody, and with the exception of let's be nice to each other.
Yeah,
you know, there's enough hate in this world. We don't need to spread it on social media, and that's why I close every video that I make with "Hey, I love all of you. I truly do," and that's something, Chase, that I genuinely mean.
And you don't find that a lot, especially nowadays in the era of social media. There are some, I don't know if just vile is the word, but people can be pretty mean online when you have kind of that barrier of a screen in between you.
You know, I, for a long time, which my handle is Bear the Voice 3, and like we were talking off the air, I had my original account was just Bear the Voice, and I got up to 600,000 followers on that account before TikTok took it away from me. And I truly believe it was my fault they took it away. But that first account, Chase, was a reactionary account. And what I mean by that is I would react to the comments, and the more hateful the comment, the more of a reaction. And honestly, it didn't feel like me. You know, but I'm kind of a big, scary-looking dude, and, you know, unlike radio, you can see me on TikTok.
Yes.
And so I used all that to my advantage, but with this account, I decided there's not going to be any of that. You know, if the trolls, and that's what we refer to them as.
Yeah, internet trolls, yeah.
Yeah. If the trolls want to say mean things to me, guess what? Dude, I got broad shoulders, man. and these are people who, honestly, I kind of feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Oh, you know?
You know, what kind of a miserable existence must they have?
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And so I try to react with kindness and being genuine. There was a comment made last week. A guy said, dude, you really need to know God. And a lot of people would have reacted harshly to that. But the truth of the matter is I am an ordained minister. So I kind of know God.
Yeah. Just a little bit. You talk every now and then.
Right. We have conversations and you know, and I hang out with his boy a lot. You know, his boy is kind of a groovy dude.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way I reacted to it was I told him, I said, you are absolutely right, man. I do need to know God better than I do.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, certainly.
Well, as you mentioned, your TikTok is Bear the Voice 3 on TikTok. If anybody wants to go look, I highly recommend it. You've got 1.4 million followers. Does that ever feel crazy to kind of see or hear somebody say?
Every time I see my profile and I see that 1.4, and I think I'm to like 19.5 million likes.
Yes, yeah.
And whenever I see that, it's just mind-boggling to me. And I'm humbled by it. Mm-hmm. I really am.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to think that 1.4 million people saw your profile and hit that follow button. It's just kind of, when it's put like that, I'm sure it kind of just makes it feel a little bit crazier.
A friend of mine pulled up and he sent it over to me, and I did verify it. But if you take the populations of Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota and put them all together, I still have more followers than that.
That's insane. That's truly, truly insane. Well, with that, it gives you the ability to promote what you've kind of come here to promote today, which is about, what, 9 days away? So not this Saturday, but next Saturday, you're hosting a meet and greet at 210 Lightning Sea Arena over near Haleyville and Hartshorne. I'll kind of let you talk a little bit more about that.
This will actually be the fourth one of these that we, and whenever I say we, there's a group of us creators who we cook. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you knew this, but I do a lot of cooking. I've got my own seasoning.
Yes, I did. I've tried it. Yes.
Yeah, some good stuff, isn't it, man?
It is. It's a little spicy for me. I'm not a big hot or a spice guy, but it's good.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I've also got a published cookbook, mm-hmm. and but there's this group of us who cook, and we decided, you know, we need to get together. We need to cook our food. Give the food, just give it away.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entry fee to get in the gate, but it's just like $10.
Yeah.
But the long and the short of it is, we do this so that the people who follow us, because they never get to meet us,
mm-hmm.
and they never get to know the person. They get to know the persona.
Yeah, just the persona behind the camera.
Right, but they don't ever get to know the person. So we started doing these meet and greet and eat to allow the people to come out and meet their favorite creators. And we, as creators, get to meet each other. Because there's a lot of us who, now I've met a lot of them in person, mm-hmm. but for the most part, you know, we know each other through TikTok.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're friends. We talk on the phone, that sort of thing. But we decided to do this so that we can meet each other and we can have a good time. And we can have the people who follow us have the opportunity to come meet us. So the first one was in Madisonville, Texas. The second one was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Third one was in Harrison, Arkansas. And then we're doing this one. And this one is going to be, if everybody shows up who says they're going to show up, mm-hmm. I should have right now 54 different TikTok creators there.
That's a lot of creators there.
I did a little checking with TikTok.
Yeah.
And did a little internet research, and it'll be the largest gathering of TikTok creators.
Wow.
All in one place to have ever taken place.
So, and obviously you don't have to cycle through all. You mentioned there's 54. Are there any just highlights that maybe people listening would have known or already have heard of that are planning on being there?
More than likely. I mean, I've got Big John Neal. I've got Katie Barr Cattle Co. Katie Barr Cattle Co. he's who actually started these meet and greet and eats. He's absolutely amazing. I've got Cooking with Amber Nicole,
mm-hmm.
Cooking with KP,
yeah,
Brittany Camille, and the Blind Cajun Cook, and she's called the Blind Cajun Cook. I have so much respect for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her eyesight at 32 or 33 years old, and I think she's 38 now. And you know, she went through a period of depression, but she went to cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't plug you, and I want you to try this.
Okay.
And seriously, turn all the lights off, close your eyes, and try to plug a plug into a wall socket.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try not to wake my wife when I'm plugging my mm-hmm. phone in. And she's over here cooking gumbos and pastelaya and jambalaya. And she's probably the best jambalaya cook I've ever tasted. And wow. I can cook a jambalaya now.
Yeah.
But she's doing this, and she has zero sight.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's going to be there. One of my personal favorite creators, lady named the Blue Collar Chef.
Mm-hmm.
She's from down in Texas. And She cooks some of the most amazing food. She's going to be there, and I can't tell people what it's going to be, but it's actually something that's not really cooked. It's frozen.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. It's homemade frozen something
okay.
or other.
And if they want to find out, they just need to show up.
Yeah.
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 Show up.
Exactly.
And kind of talking a little bit more about this, obviously you mentioned you're going to be sampling food. It's also a BYOB with no glass bottles allowed at the arena. Is that
right,
correct?
Right. And... you know, just I don't care what you bring to drink.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to bring an adult beverage, by all means, bring it. Just have it in aluminum. And the only thing I ask is don't get stupid.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a very, very family-friendly event. I'm going to have live music. I can't pronounce his last name. Smoking Joe is what he goes by.
Okay.
Joe D. Silver Strano or something like
okay.
that. I don't know. He's a local guy.
Yeah.
And hopefully Landon Walker. He's another mm-hmm. local guy.
Yeah, I've heard of Landon.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Hopefully Landon can make it, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to. He's a hero here. He's a firefighter here.
Mm-hmm.
And... he's trying to get off work, but if he can't...
Understandable.
You know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I also kind of wanted to mention, you talked about how there's a $10 gate fee, but you guys don't keep that money. I'll let you talk a little bit about where those proceeds are going to be going from that event.
The net proceeds are going to go to the Shriners Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose the Shriners Children's Hospital because I myself am a Shriner. I've got the little car that we drive in the parades and the mm-hmm. whole nine yards, the big funny hat.
Uh-huh.
But all the net proceeds are going to go to the Shriners Children's Hospital.
Awesome.
This isn't something for me to make money.
Mm-hmm.
This is something to try to do good for everyone, the creators, the public, and the kids who need help.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned all those that it's going to help. You talk about the creators. It opens up for the people that show up to kind of partake in it. It opens up that avenue for them to be like, oh, I didn't know you were on TikTok. And then they can check them out and they pass it on to their friends, so on and so forth.
Exactly.
And so I can see how that really, as you mentioned, all parties involved, it's really just a good event for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's something that people can feel safe bringing their children to. You know, that's the big deal, mm-hmm. is there's so many things that you can't take kids to.
Yeah.
So we are going to have, I got confirmation yesterday, there will be another, and he's not a big TikTok creator, but he's very well known in the country rap. And
okay.
I'm 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do country rap.
Yeah.
But I did listen to some of his music after I talked to him. Country Boy Kev.
Country Boy Kev. Okay.
He's from down in Louisiana. And he's going to be there. He will perform some. So that'll be kind of, he draws some big crowds on the events that he goes to.
I imagine.
And he did the Mississippi Trail Drive, or Trail Ride, pardon me. He did the Mississippi Trail Ride, and there was probably 100,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the star performer there.
Mm-hmm.
And for country rap, he's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to be honest.
Uh-huh. Well, Barry, before we go, there's one thing that I did want to ask you. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to give me one of these here on the air. You're wearing your hat here that says, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And for people that haven't seen your videos, that's kind of something you include in almost all of your videos, if not all of them. If you don't mind, can I get one just nice little oh, hell yeah before we get out of here?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
Once again, that is Barry Matthews, also known as Bear the Voice 3 on TikTok. Go look him up and find him, hosting a meet and greet event on June the 14th. That is 9 days from today, meaning it's 1 week from Saturday. There's going to be 50-plus TikTok influencers there. You're going to be sampling food from everybody. It's going to be a great event. So, once again, Barry, thanks for joining me this morning.
You bet. I do want to throw one other thing.
Right ahead.
The High Hill Volunteer Fire Department, they're going to be out there. They're going to be selling drinks, and that's to support the High Hill Fire Department. And One other thing is there's an organization, and I would be very remiss if I didn't mention it,
mm-hmm.
called Hope for 22 a Day. And what they do is they do pinup girl contests,
mm-hmm.
which I'll be emceeing their next pinup girl contest in July right outside of Joplin. But they're going to be there with some of their pinup girls, and it's just going to be a fantastic time.
Awesome. Awesome. And you said, when was that?
June the 14th.
June the 14th, okay.
Gates are going to open at, around 9:30 in the morning.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, was when the gates were going to be opening.
So. Yeah, I'm probably opening a little bit early, but I hope so many people are there that I've got to open early so everybody can get in. But it's going to be inside the arena, just in case of rain.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're going to be covered, and it's just going to be a great time.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you stopping by this Thursday morning to talk a little bit about it.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Truly do.